8 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Good morning, we're Nigerian for. It is a Tuesday. Not sure what the weather looks like. It looked like it's a Harmattan. Looks like it's haze. We're not even sure what it is. But show goes on. My name is Enoch Beverly. How are you? How have you been? So many things have happened the last 2 weeks while I was away. One of which Twitter was brought back, allowed to do business in Nigeria. And then, of course, a matter that had been going on for, I think, since 2016, finally got to the attention of the Rivers State government, talking about the situation. Yeah, so for many years, Rivers residents, civil society organizations, individuals, parents have been talking about the situation in the state. In November, the governor of Rivers State, Yusuf Wike, had this to say about the situation.
You know this bunkering cannot stop. Let me see that about it. Everybody is involved. The military is involved. Police is involved. If not, there's no way bunkering can continue. It's a terrible thing. I don't know. What I should take the issue of bunkering to be even more serious than treason. If you go around and see what has happened to our environment, you will pitch it for us. There should be another civilized way to go about it so that while you are doing the right thing, let us not die. Can't be doing the right thing and we're dying. But even we should find another way to see whether to reduce this suit. And unfortunately, we have no helper except to continue to pray to God to touch the minds of our people who are involved in this bunkering act.
All right, so how did the prayers go? I don't know, but what we know is that perhaps while the prayers were on, the Lord should touch the heart of those who, you know, do the legal refining business. The Lord also touched the heart of River State government. And in a New Year message, we heard that the government would no longer condone those doing that illegal business. A few days later, the governor declared 19 persons wanted for operating legal crude oil refining site responsible for the situation in Rivers State. And then I think over the weekend, we had the governor issuing a 48-hour ultimatum to the local government chairman to identify, locate and report. Of course, there was some money put on that. Let's hear him.
Every council chairman was going to identify where the illegal refineries are taking place. Every council chairman, you must. If you identify one, 2 million for anyone, identify one. So when I identify as many as you can, I will pay each one to 2 million. And I'm ready to fight against it. Our people are dying. We owe our people to protect them, to save them from debt that the river cost. So you must. And you are giving 48 hours to have gone to identify all those areas. So I've called you here to tell you it's a total war. Mr. CP, I thank you for transferring the DPO, who owns the refinery. But the man must live here. Not just transfer, he must leave this state. He has to leave this state. I can't be governor here and a security man owns a refinery, legal refinery. No, it's not possible. It is not possible. It is either he becomes the governor or I will be the governor. I will not agree. The man has to go. Take him to wherever they allow.
All right, so local government chairman identify and you get 2 million per location. And over the weekend, we saw several videos. In fact, I saw one last night. They used a drone. Lord have mercy. They used a drone to record that. I think that was around the Lemme axis, showing what they called the largest illegal, you know, refining site in the state. So they're working now, and there's 2 million on every site that they find. And then I start to ask a question: does the government need to put a 2 million naira reward on that? Because the local government is the smallest unit of, you know, government, and They should know what's going on in their domains. So how is it that all of a sudden everyone is working, you know, and then there's some money put on that? Eugene Abels joins me on the phone. He's of the Extra Steps Initiative, and we'll be having the conversation about the situation and what the government is doing so far. Good morning, Eugene. Thank you for your time.
Good morning for the situation. I like that phrase.
All right. So how are you?
I'm going to register in Danish for the situation.
Okay.
I just love that.
Okay. So I recall that a few years ago, you were among those that, you know, spoke strongly about the situation and how, you know, at some point it looked like everyone was tired and frustrated because the government was not, you know, doing anything about it. Then climax to November last year, the River State governor came out to say, there's nothing we can do about it, you know, except to pray. And then the prayers have been answered, maybe not the way the prayers were said, but eventually this is where we are now. How did you receive the news of the broadcast of the governor about this move by the state government to fight the illegal oil refiners?
Well, I never got tired of it. Because we were currently in court with the federal agency. Sorry. But Nigeria is a signatory to the right to a clean environment. We've been in court for over 2 years. Because we know that beyond advocacy, advocacy has limitations in a country where you have weak public institutions and accountability. And the limits to which advocacy will take you. So we needed to go to court to enforce those rights. We're in court. And so that for the court to order its agencies to stop burning these products and to empower DCR to do fingerprinting so that wherever you see any product that you see, definitely there's a fingerprint, means somewhere a spill has taken place. That most and the rest of them can do their jobs. And then it has to be, we're asking for a syndication and for a responsible way of addressing all of these issues. For instance, the Department of Petroleum Reserve, before it was scrapped and made, was not designed to deal with non-state actors. And today they handle all the PhD arrest person, they'll send samples to them. So they don't even have the manpower to cope with all of this. So, while coming back home to River State Government, they said, the day you wake up, mind your money. Thank you, Governor Wike, for waking up. I understand its limitations. Don't forget that most of the people who do these things are the boys. And the boys are political followers on either side. And so, their limitation is a politician. He has to balance his vote. He's asking the government chairman to name the site for 2 million. He needs to encourage them because there are also attendant risks involved for you to be the one who pointed me. Well, as you look, the question that is on the street now, can we can go to all local governments? They cannot.
So what does that mean for this, you know, move by the government? You said he cannot visit all the local government areas because up until yesterday it was majorly Obiakpa and Falga and Emohua that, you know, were in the news.
Yeah.
And we have 23, so that's just 3 out of 23. So 20, yes. Yeah.
Yes, the Obiakpa and Falga, he did that. It started from his own place so that he will not be accused of being biased and ethnic. You know how about that River State is, everything is on land on river land. So he started, I like the way he started. And we can do new things sometimes that we don't believe. So I'm just asking for him to elevate this. You ask council chairman to name those who are appointed at the back. They know them. For me, I expect that the council chairman should have been queried, not incentivized. And this River State government should create a Facebook page or a website and ask people to post pictures and evidence of what they see in their neighborhood. You'll be amazed at the amount of information that will come out about those who are involved in this business. They can take it a step further. Let the information not just be for the government. Let the information be thrown out into the public. And you'll be amazed at the amount of information that's been there. A lot has gone wrong. The fundamental question, how did we generate to this level that even security operating school brazenly participate in this business and the whole of River State has gone quiet? The kind of politics you have played in River State has damaged River State to its foundation. For this kind of thing to happen, for 6 years, we've been in this situation. We've been shouting, we've banking demonstrations, we've petitioned here with over 1,200 pages of petition. We've been in court. The government has kept quiet. The government has not asked to be joined in the street. The government did a report that showed that there were 22,000 residents in the that over a 5 year period. They took the report and kept on the shelf. Unlike acting the way they did when it came to FIR back and attacking the Federal Inland Revenue. A lot has gone on. The question falls back to the people of River State. Do you want to continue to live like this? Now there's a new argument people are bringing up. Oh, if you stop them, imagine our number will be up. Oh, this and that. We will die for their hands. What of the victim? I saw a child waste from kidney failure. The parents could not afford the 55,000 dialysis machine, daily treatment. The child wasted. They just allowed the child to die. This was the days I just finished. I ran into a couple of women. So my kid not been get asthma. My kid don't get asthma. Those who are asthmatic, they used to use one inhaler a day. Today they use four. These same people are the people who collect tolls all over those taxis you see all over the place. These same people are the same people who are doing kidnapping until I started the end kidnapping campaign all over the state. We cannot continue to subject ourselves to crime. But everything is correlated to unemployment. I have been saying it, that four major agencies were shut down in River State, and they have to do with employment. River State Sustainable Development. The number of people who benefited from River State Sustainable Development and the Songhai Fund, we are over 20,000 people. Less than the number of people in the office because the services they provide. If they were not being that efficient, the government, I feel, should have reformed it, reorganized it, and make it better. As the country is way for absorption of labor. Since the oil companies have left, Santamaria has gone dead. Greater Port Harcourt, if the activities of Greater Port Harcourt, even these bridges that have been built, that have been put under and properly organized, a lot of jobs should have been created. There is human and vehicular traffic movement, monitoring of it, marine. So all of these avenues of jobs and others, the promise for employment of 10,000 is related. Every day, National Bureau of Statistics have discussed River State, you are number three on underemployment and unemployment. We need to do something. Beyond the protests, we need to create jobs. And River State government employ them? No. The River State government can create enablement that will enable people to get jobs. These are very important indices.
You know, when you talked about people saying, kidnapping will resurface at a level that perhaps we haven't seen before due to the fights against the illegal refiners, it just comes to say that it never really stopped. There was just an exchange of the kind of insecurity that we're dealing with, from the one of kidnapping to now environmental insecurity. Kidnapping affects fewer number of people, but for the environment, even those that have no business, you know, who don't even maybe use any of these products are affected. And you've cited some, situations that you heard and encountered in the past few months. So you were saying that the key issue here is not fighting illegal refiners, it's fighting unemployment.
Yeah. The key issue is fighting demand. The demand and unemployment. Number one, if you notice, the products being supplied are PGO and kerosene. They don't do PMS because NMP supplies PMS. It is morally wrong for the NMP to waste the sole provider of petroleum products not to make kerosene available to the people. It is morally wrong for the damage for the federal government not to remove taxes on AGO. You can't remove the taxes on AGO, particularly AGO, because that's what homes, industries, and businesses use. Naturally, their own product will become uncompetitive. And nobody will buy a product they're not sure of, which will damage their machine. So there's unemployment, there's underemployment, and there's the issue of the demand factor. All right, so the River State government can raise it. NNPC should be challenged. Even if, as much as I didn't go into court to get another mandamus to make public their supply of kerosene to River State, you find that they prefer to import adventure first and kerosene. So where our cooking gas has gone up, what will the people cook with? So it's the people that even wait to do it. Even though this kerosene burned my neighbor, me and Godwell, like, no go burn me. Go and bring kerosene for, do kerosene for us. There's effective demand. There's a market for it. The federal government has said it's responsible for providing that market. On the other level of it, why will a young man or a man take 30 million and go inside the forest with the risk and everything of him being burned? If you don't want to know the level of burns they suffer, go to the DMA, to Uniport Burn Center. And you see, where I'm an ambassador, he goes into the bush and begins to put fire, burn the environment, burn the residues inside the river. He too is exposed to those dangers of mercury and mercury poison and so on. All of this is that because he doesn't have an alternative. But does that justify a crime? No. It is, and the Nigeria is an irresponsible nation. The only product you have that is oil that gives you stress, you cannot secure it. The same attitude is being displayed at the federal level. This time they say, oh, it's Boko Haram. Great, and I said, let's drink war. No, they don't bring you on. Bandits, my thieves, if I look dictionary friendly. So we keep shifting until we get into the war. Is it not that people are earning salaries, selling titles, enjoying the perks of one, and refusing to live up to the responsibility of that office which they have? All of this is happening because we, the people, have refused to make a demand on the people. We're waiting for Willie Shaggy at the age of 90 to come back and raise advocacy against bad government and accountability.
So this issue of lack of kerosene and, what has led to the production, the legal refining of these products, is it beyond the state governors to raise with the federal government? And these meetings they have, governors forum meetings and all that, is it beyond them or is it, what's going on?
The issue of, when the First Republic started, there were regional groupings of governors. The towns had their own. And one of the primary responsibilities of that was to do peer review and look at projects and things they could collaborate and do without waiting for the federal government.
Mm.
And then it was truncated on the altar of politics when people started reporting people waiting this one talk, waiting that one talk. They kept it. So if you notice, all the times the governor's forum makes this one for reasons, they do never have meant for economic reasons. Apart from the northern governors who have started something like that, you have never seen a meeting between Rivers, Akwaibo, and Bayelsa. So why don't we just do a road or a tram or a train to link our state? You have family that I have this, that you have that. Or they come and say, look at what them employment this is at. Or now that Shell and the multinationals are divesting from onshore oil production facilities, what are we going to do? Because our industrial area, like Tasmania, has gone dead now. It's gone quiet. Because there are no, the oil companies and the service companies and the other smaller companies that all service all of this, they've all left. They've left. So, but what are we having the conversations that have to do with the economy? The Marxists will tell you that the economy determines every other thing. Then Nigeria, the political determines every other thing. Yes. If you don't get your economics right, you keep having issues all over the place. Same thing that bothers on the oil majority. Yes, some people have kept it for political reasons, but they have turned out to turn this a major recruitment center for criminals. Because the boy who is out there on the street, who doesn't have any job, no, he doesn't see himself as part of the country, he's smoking, all kinds of sleeping, you know, sir. He would naturally, if someone gives him food, he would just go there. I was running the other day on a street in Abuja, early in the morning. While you saw these cameras were picking containers and stuff, one of them was sniffing, remained food that was thrown out there and tasting it. You taste it carefully and put it. That's where we are as a country. And so it's not like you rightly point that I'm down to the lowest form of government. We need to change. Governance is not all about brick and mortar. both at the federal, state, and local government. We need to begin to address the fundamentals of our existence, which is our economy, which is about job, which is about security. If the security men don't do their job, we have to demonstrate with them that they be fed. We need, if we don't demand for our employees to do their job, they will not do it. It's akin to taking your child to school. You leave your child at the front of the gate instead of watching the child and sitting the child to enter into the compound and handing over. And when the child comes by, you ask for his homework. If you don't, the child, every time she drops in front, he just can play somewhere else. When he knows you're about to come, comes and join another child and go home. He will not be productive. So we the electorate, we the people of Nigeria, we the people of River State, enough of this thing of waiting for engineers that come at the bank. We have shied our responsibility to make a demand on the agencies of government and those and the elected officials, elected and appointed officials, to live up to their responsibility. Stop hiding behind the toga of politics, the APC. No, hunger is hunger. It's non-partisan. Yeah.
All right.
And failure of witnesses. Look at what we're discussing. I had to do end kidnapping. I came from Abuja to do end kidnapping. A great risk to stop kidnapping, which became the mainstay. And people were justifying us at that time. Man, police hasn't abandoned them. But the same boys where they kidnap you, but the same boys where the politicians will tell you among them, they are the same people they will use against you. The same boys you're fighting for. Now, look, let this thing be said. This boy can go to and get a job and do something. That's your time. And they give him 250 and give him a camera. They will even ask your guy, man, this is your English too much. We cannot continue with this pocket of rich. There's a reason why you go teach us how to use water system. It was not because they loved us, but it's because they didn't want us to. They wanted us to stop being a nuisance by disgracing on their fence. There's a reason we're going to this social welfare, the social security. It's not because they love the people. So that society can sleep, children can walk around and ride bicycles, so that women can go to market unmolested. Instead of collecting 2 naira from them every day.
Eugene Mills, please stay on the line. We will play a commercial right now and the conversation continues. For those who may not know, some of the reasons after a study was conducted by the River State government on the suit comes from legal refineries, fertilizer companies, illegal artisanal refineries, which is Bofa, which is what the government is fighting now, setting ablaze of illegally refined petroleum products by the military. We saw some of that happen. I'm not sure who carried that out, but it was on social media how they were burning illegal refineries here in River State a few days ago. Non-road emissions, vehicular emissions, gas flaring, tower burning to retrieve steel wires for recycling. At that time, we saw the state government confiscate tires, meat roasting with tires in abattoirs. I don't know if the Ministry of Agriculture is still monitoring that. They were at some point. Asphalt plants, refuse burning at dump sites, petrochemical industries. These were some of the sources of the suit, which has created a situation in Rivers State. My name is Anong Bevere. The conversation continues. To stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
We're looking at the situation in River State 25 minutes before 9 o'clock. Thank you for staying tuned. My name is Enoch Bevere. On the phone with me is Eugene Abels of Extra Steps Initiative, and we're talking about the suit. So this morning, I'm checking AccuWeather, and I'm seeing that they Air quality scale is at 25 this morning. 24, it's fair. All right. But some people say they still have soot very visible in their locations. They still have a lot of black color, you know, coming from their nostrils when they wipe. And of course, on surfaces of cars in their houses and all that. But it's about just a week or so since the government decided to do something about it. And let's see how that goes in coming days. So what more do you think needs to be done for the situation to be taken care of in Rivers State? And also there's the matter of sustainability. It's early days yet. I tried to speak with the Commissioner of Information yesterday, Pauline Nusinsirim, said give it some time. Let's watch and see how it goes. Three local governments active so far, but they're really large. So if they show four or five dumps, I don't think that covers half of what's going on there. But 3 out of 23. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0009. Good morning. All right, we've got comments on WhatsApp. Don't forget, we're on Twitter at Nigerian4PH. Do well to join the conversation. Also, we hear that in Choba, they have resumed work. Po Fire, the Choba Bridgehead, under the nose of the police, the army, and NSCDC. It is going on as I speak. And the good doctor who sent me the message says, it's early days yet. It turns out celebration was premature. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Eno. You're welcome back.
Thank you.
My name is David West, ATN Nigeria. You know, in as much as I will support the governor and the administration in the quest for the fight to a standstill of this profile business, I will also want the governor to use that same force to go to the main areas. I saw the governor in Emo Abush. I also expect the governor to use that same force again to go into Asareto local government area, Okreka, Degema, and the other local government areas. Okay. Then I will know that, yes, indeed, the fight against profile business has taken a very good shape.
But hold on. Are you saying that it's possible that the local government chairman did not know that illegal refineries were, you know, running in the local government?
My sister woman, the local government chairman are very much aware. They know. And you should also know that some of these people that are the kingpins of this illegal refinery are also people who brought in these people as local government chairman. Are you with me? So with what lever will a local government chairman go and mention names? Okay, I was thinking my local government chairman will mention names of people.
But
or the local government chairman of Africa local government will mention names of people. Anyway, the governor said he had just started the fight. We are watching whether it will end silently the way it has ended. But looking at the solution to this problem, like your guest was saying, it's very quickly, unemployment. You see, the governors are so lazy that they don't even think or they cannot think.
I was going to ask, so the names that, you know, let's say from his local government, for example, so the names that might be released, would they be names of the small fries, or just let's give some names and, you know, get the 2 million and move on? We've got messages, pictures from, where is this? Well, I can't tell, that there's no location, but it's very dark skies. Says, good morning. This is the air quality in Port Harcourt this morning. Soot is king. Our health slowly here must be stopped. The people's senator, but you didn't say. Benjamin from YKC Woji says, for last 1 week, soot has tripled in Woji. What's going on? Another video of the soot in Port Harcourt I'm not sure where this is. Please help me out. Put your location. And all, you know, our governor plays politics with everything, hence they ignored the situation in Rivers State, thinking it was a way of sabotaging the federal government. Why the urgent wake up? Didn't he and his government at all levels know about this? Thank God they just all woke up, Ken. Niger Delta governors are not good for governance. They are just for themselves and their family members. They don't care about the people of the region. They're serious. If they're serious, they can build modular refineries to create jobs. Owonari Benibo, back to the phone line. Good morning. Hello? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. Mm. I'm Victor. I'm calling from Igbo.
All right.
Please, along with Oyibo, LMA Agri, the suit is so much. I don't know if the local government chairman or if the governor could look into it. You cannot even open your window, your house, everywhere is black. It's just as if the suit fight is not, does not involve this local government. Please, they should just do something about it.
Okay. Where are we? This one says government has failed us. Let's watch and see. All right, so the video that was sent in from Woji. 0817923002. Hello.
Hello, Ina. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Frank. You know, the problem with Nigeria is, okay, let me just talk about Niger Delta.
And the situation.
These are insincere leaders that we have. If you look at Japan, they don't have mineral resources. You can't compare the economy to any country in Africa. Not at all. Because they have heads and sincere people. Here, we do rentier economy. Sell crude. Some lazy people run to Abuja, fact meeting and all that. They jack money back to their various states without any effort. Just the effort to get to that position. And at the end, they squander this money, looted, saved abroad. No investment here. Now, what do you think the citizens have to do? What they have, they need to survive with it. I'm not encouraging the people that are doing this because right now, where I'm staying, you know, if you run from Obibo, in fact, the heat is much in Emoha. These people have a network. They've moved towards Obibo. You understand? Some of them, they've moved towards Obibo. From Obibo right now, Obibo East, West, Obibo East, the whole of Aba Road stretching to Eleme Junction. Come now, you, as you're driving through, you have to put your headlight on.
Okay.
You
so, understand? So what does this communicate to you? Is it that you believe that what the government is doing will not be sustainable? What is it communicating? Or the people are just not going to change? They don't care?
The people don't care.
Why don't they care?
The local government chairman cannot even mention some people's name.
Well, why do you think those people do not care?
The people don't care about what they're doing because they want to survive. And survival for them is killing other people, including themselves. You understand? Ignorance and greed. I don't even see the people doing this as maybe because they are hungry, because it takes money to set up these businesses. Why not diversify and go into something else? The other time somebody was talking about he lives in 2-bedroom flat, he has 4 kids and all that. Did somebody ask you to get 4 kids? If you want to have kids, you make provision for your kids, not by going into criminality. You understand? What they are doing is bad. We are dying gradually.
Thank you for calling. We're Nigerian phone. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, let's hear you.
Okay, you know, for the shoot, I know that the government cannot stop. They cannot stop this illegal refiner or whatever. They can't stop it. They are just making people free. I think they are fighting for it because the people, they say they want to stop this thing. Come on the street, you will see the help. The people that are doing it, pushing it, and the police who are supposed to fight them and collecting money from them. And secondly, 3 years ago, we've been talking about this shit in River State. All of a sudden, they don't wake up from their slumber. They want to stop it. After how many years, the thing have gotten so deep to the extent that nothing, there's nothing anybody can even do about it. So the only thing I think about it is just that
If you feel like you are no longer comfortable in Riverside, you leave because they cannot stop it.
They can't
it
stop it.
Cutting deep, the boys that are doing are making a lot of money on it, have their cars, have their house built everywhere. How do you think they are going to stop this thing? Are they playing with our intelligence? They can't. Who will stop it? Okay, this is political year. They are focused on the election come 2023. Let them just go and sit down. They cannot stop this thing. So that's what I think about the city. If you see that you are no longer comfortable in river, you leave the city because the city has come to stay like coronavirus. It cannot stop.
All right. Interesting perspective there. But the truth is, it wasn't always like this. It wasn't always like this. And, you know, they say everything that has a beginning has an end. I mean, everything that's happening now wasn't always like this. So something gave rise to it. There's a question here. It says that the governor's backing give the local government chairman the balls to come up with, come up against or name these powerful and connected folks involved in the bunkering business, some of whom are security operatives. A DPO was identified. I think the NSCDC has... is it restructured or whatever? It's anti-vandal team. But where is that going to take us? Some people don't even have faith. Emo Mike says that the suit is not totally from illegally refined crude or refineries. Let the activities of petrochemical be checked also. Check the atmosphere of Wojileme and its environs. You'll see the difference. I think petrochemical company contributed to this. That was among some of the sources identified by the River State government in the report, the study and the report that was released in 2019. Okay, so it's all in there. We'll get back to Eugene Abels and then we'll wrap this up after this call. We'll get back to Eugene in a bit, but let's get messages on Twitter. Some people are tweeting at Nigeria Info PH. We're taking videos and pictures as well. Send to our social so we can share. Okay, we got photos from Oyigbo. So it seems as if they have a different situation there than what we have here. This one says scavengers burn tires for wires every night to extract copper in Iwofe before St. John's bus stop. Okay. Are we going to get names? Are the local government chairman going to release names? And are they going to give us, or the government, the names of the people who are doing these things, the big guns, or is it just going to be some small fries to distract the government from what they're doing? And then again, is it really, really sustainable? Are we going to wake up one day and find that it was all a ruse? Or are we going to wake up one day and be totally and fully delivered of the situation? 0817-923-0002. Good morning.
The Enigma, good morning and welcome back. This is Mr. Dyer from Port Harcourt. If we nail it on unemployment for the reason of this act, I disagree. Totally. Even if you litter this city, River State or Niger Delta, with 10 world-class refineries, you can't employ everybody. Not everybody that would employ. The truth is this, the economical know-how and the knowledge of the people of the environment is very poor. They don't know what they are doing, that this action is bad. Mm-mm, they don't know that.
They don't
so
know?
The level of their education, if they know that this thing we are doing is affect us in turn, if there are people that read books, they make research on the importance of their green vegetation, they will protect it. It also narrows down to various successive governments. What is their action or their intent towards this particular action? Mark this word. Now we are fighting it under this administration. The moment this administration fills out, this business will continue. All this one we are doing, our local finances, initial gra-gra, they will not answer you. And I want to also ask, how come these other people from the region, they have been named and shamed, some even being sent to, I think they are in court now, some are remanded in prison. How come when you get to the GPO, they are investigating you?
All right, let's move on, Mr. Zion. Thank you for calling. Eugene is back. Eugene, Mr. Zion says he doesn't agree. That's not a matter of unemployment. Then again, I was going to ask you earlier on about this, the Niger Delta states. How many states actually get kerosene enough? And why does it look like River State has the highest concentration of, you know, illegal refineries? I don't know about other states, but it seems, I mean, it's, we've got situation right now. Talk to us. Eugene, yes. Hello, Eugene.
Yes,
do you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so the last caller said he doesn't agree that it has to do with unemployment. We'll get to that, but I'm asking. You mentioned that River State gets very little supply of kerosene, and I was asking how many Niger Delta states get enough supply, and why does it seem that we have a concentration of illegal refineries here in River State?
The River State has two levels of government. There's the state government and there's the underground government.
Mm.
And they work hand in hand when it comes to political issues, irrespective of the political party. Now, if every area for that got its own, and everybody knows this, that even some of these people work in collaboration with the security agencies. You see, this is a higher level of collaboration. It starts from the woman. You go to the town, the whole town, all those women boldly selling on the street instead of selling the market. They pay to keep. We go to garrison, the same thing. Go to my one, buy my three at the same thing. So naturally, that, at that level, they work with the union, they work with local government, and they work with the security. Everybody get their share. Bringing it so far is a different level of it, with a higher level of collaboration. And so, everybody knows about it, and we cannot pretend to know that each area has a territory, and each territory has an effect which runs it. So, all of this has to do with finance, power, control, and authority. Yeah. So
nothing about development.
No. Because what they do, what the politicians do, is what the politicians do at the federal level. At the federal level, you see, between now and the next 12 months, now you'll be hearing, Igbo people not like Rivers, Rivers will not like Igbo people. You'll be hearing Upland Riverine. Nobody, they will take away from the fundamental issues. Which is, how have you performed? Can we do a review of your budget? What is the electoral process? Is it transparent enough? Why have you not assented to the amendment to the electoral? Those fundamental conversations never take place in River State. They never take place in River State. The politicians are very smart people. They push us to discuss the things that are not important. For instance, now, this small fire thing that is happening, another group has started the convention, if you allow them, this thing will cause more crime. They are not talking about the thousands of deaths that have occurred, that should we not now make it a law, like Lagos said, that all deaths, there must be an autopsy for all deaths, so that we can know the cause, the major cause of death, so that we can begin to work to prevent it.
Yeah, but Eugene,
they
this
not
yeah, but yeah. This is a very critical matter. Talking about the possibility of crime of another kind, right? Escalating. What does it say about the security situation in the state? Because if they're refining legally and the government says the security people are part of it, they're aiding, abetting, escorting, and all that, even collecting, and now some other group is saying, "Oh, this will lead to another kind of crime." What does it say about the security?
River State is a microcosm of Nigeria now. So it's not strange. If in our existence there will be something called bandits. What do you mean bandits? Bandits is not thief. That bandits now has become a national prominence. because the federal government is running away from its responsibility of funding them to others and bringing their sponsors to the book. So what happens at the federal level is what's happening at the state level. In times past, this kind of UK has made that allegation, and those who can those that this year, they will transfer, will have transferred everybody out of River State. And you have made commercials and postings and demotions. That's heard anything like that. You won't. Yeah, because there are other considerations beyond what you're talking about. So, but the government has done it, but it's from an opposition party. And if the people become incensed and say, oh, well, even if just the women coming out to demonstrate, that's why everybody. The federal government will have no option, even those trying to protect will have no option, but to reorganize the whole architecture and change things.
So there's hope.
All those, yes. And it comes down to what the people want. If they don't want anything, they will think by the government already telling at the federal level. So even though do not insist for change, they will not get change.
Eugene, there's also the matter of the local people. We, us here, patronizing people that sell crude that is, you know, processed illegally. Is that also a big part of the problem?
If the people...
Demand.
It is. Yes, demand. There's effective demand. That's why I mentioned KC. That's why I mentioned there's a need to reduce. I mentioned PMS. We don't do PMS because PMS is supplied by NMPP. Petrol is everywhere. The exam is producing petrol, even the exigencies of producing it, you take a little bit of care. Nobody's going to buy it. Even if they buy it, you won't make that much more. Unlike AGO and kerosene, there's effective demand for particular for dessert. And this will have supply as far as the west coast of Africa. There's no demand. So the Nigerian government are expecting. The disaster government can lead the conversion, asking the Nigerian government to reduce the taxes on diesel so that it becomes affordable and it will be competitive to the local one. People are going to infiltrate this industry. There are bigger questions to ask. How are they getting the crude oil? Who are those? There are people who supply the crude oil. Who are these people? There are massive questions to ask, yeah. It's a major cartel. It's billions of naira is involved. It's not a thing of holding of the stick around, walking around to go to government. The governor knows it.
So where does this lead us? Where does this lead us, Eugene? Finally, where's this likely to lead?
For me, I would like the River State government to join in my the suit which we have before the federal government. And I would like the River State government, while they're trying to see what they can do to ginger the federal agencies to act, that they begin a major advocacy campaign around the state. So they have world leaders. Let us begin to make it a law, anybody here that let us do an autopsy, so that people begin to see the body count, to know how many people died from respiratory-related problems, from kidney problems, from all those issues, then let's begin to do that. Then I expect the River State government, the government is a strong government, to go and visit the representatives of World Health Organization and UNEP. They are at Moscow Road there. We give them accommodation or summon them to the government house and call that they should bring their leaders to come to River State, that this is a national crisis. And needs to be given the necessary emergency attention that it requires.
All right.
I've seen the pictures you are talking about on radio this morning. Yeah. Then the River State government must call all the 24 radio stations and set up monitoring stations. Simple, they're not expensive. It was what the last commissioner was doing when he sat him at the press conference. Call the civil society, call the radio stations, so that they begin to announce air quality index every morning, every afternoon, every evening, and give advice to people. This is not about people making money. This is about the money where you make and you die. This is about River State will soon start having deformed babies. No binding and casting will change that. You are using our hands to dig it. you think there's no work, so you're doing no fire. Beautiful. What are the consequences of your neighbor who is not that well?
Mm.
There's a pandemic going on, different versions of COVID-19. So we just finished with Omicron.
All right.
But if you have a damaged immune system, you're susceptible to fall ill and die from that thing.
Right.
I was sick for 8 months. I ran away.
Thank you, Eugene, for your time. Happy to know that you're back to health. Eugene Ebels of Extra Steps Initiative. My name is Eno Ogbevri. The conversation continues online at Nigeria Info PH. Send in your pictures, your videos, and let's do what we can to support the government. Good morning.